Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, there we go. Hey, everybody, it's your Friday night dance party, and this is your host, Garrett Miller. I cannot tell you how excited I am tonight because we've got the hottest new artist in the country on the show with us tonight, Mr. Carl Thornton. He's going to be debuting his new single called Get Up. We're going to hear two versions. We're going to hear the radio mix and then also the remix that he's agreed to share with us earlier. And without further ado, I'm going to just welcome Carl to the show. Carl, welcome to Rated G Radio tonight. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Garrett. I appreciate it.
This is going to be so much fun. I'm so excited you've taken time out of your evening here of being a superstar here to call into the show and kind of share your music with us. Now, this is my first time getting a chance to talk with you and, you know, kind of, fill you out for the first time, but, you know, getting, your background and what's going on in your world. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are, Carl, and before we get to all the fun stuff like your music?
Well, I am a singer, actor, songwriter. This is my very first single that I've written. And
cool.
Yeah, it's an exciting time in my life, and it's an incredible journey that I'm on, and I'm just really, really grateful.
Well, you, from what I understand, you are in New York, and you do a little bit of everything from what you've said. What has been some of your experiences in the past that have led you up to writing this new song called Get Up?
Well, I've, I started in musical theater, so I've gone on the road in a couple of shows. I was in, played Benny and Rent, and I was in Five Guys Named Mo. So that took me all over the United States, those shows. And as a performer, it's all about the next gig. And sometimes you come home and you have to pound the pavement in an audition. And, there was nothing happening for me at a particular moment in my life. So I auditioned, a friend convinced me to audition for the cruise ships. And I auditioned for Royal Caribbean. And that gave me an opportunity to broaden my horizons musically because I had to learn to sing jazz and pop and rock and dance. And I've got to see a lot of the world that way too. I was very, very fortunate. I've got to go to Europe, then to Turkey and Israel and, you name it, and I've pretty much been everywhere. And I've also, like a year and a half ago, I was in China. I was in China a year and a half ago for about 4 months.
What were you doing over there?
I was singing in nightclubs over there. I was singing in dance clubs.
No. So how did you get that gig? That is fascinating.
I put my headshot resume and some videos of my live performances on this website called starnow.com.
Uh-huh.
And one day I was in New York walking to the dentist, and my phone rang, and it was this lady, and I said, I think she has the wrong number. So I was about to hang up, but something told me to just call, just listen to what she's going to say. So she told me that she had seen my stuff on Star Now, and she wanted to offer me a contract to come to China and sing, and I was like, no way, get out. So I spoke to some friends about it, and my mom didn't want me to go, of course, to go
over. Of course not, yeah.
You know, okay, I was scared to death, but I said to myself, you know what? It's an opportunity. I've always wanted to go to China. I'm single. You know what I mean? I'm single. They're paying me to perform. Just go. And I went, and it's probably one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had in my life.
So you were in, Shanghai,
Guangzhou.
There we go.
Guangzhou, Fuzhou.
See, now you're my expert. There we go. Okay,
can I ask
you this? Because
if
somebody, okay, I'm so impressed. I'm a little nervous talking to you, Carl. I have to admit, I'm a little.
No,
bit
I'm nervous. I'm
you're not allowed. Okay, you're the star here. So,
oh my God.
Okay,
I'm no one nervous.
If you put your information out there, and then this lady calls and says, "We want you to come to China," and
yeah,
I mean, I know. I immediately start to feel like your mom going, oh, hell no, we're not going to be doing that.
I was very apprehensive because I don't know if it's legit. I mean, COVID,
right.
Is, you know, and I may never return. But, you know, for me, I'm adventurous. I'm an adventurous type of guy because I've traveled, you know, by myself to Peru and Mexico. So, I just said, why not? I said, why the hell not? And I went, and I'm really glad that I did.
I'm really glad that I did too. Did you have any type of, did you have to go get like special shots or anything like that, if you know, like traveling overseas so you don't get sick if you drink the water or eat the food or something silly like that?
Well, you know, I got a tetanus shot.
Okay.
I did get that. But that was the only shot that I had got when I got over there. But it was, the food was challenging. I have to admit, food was very challenging. Yeah, because, you know, it's quite different over there. And I'm going to be honest, the first 3 weeks, I went to KFC every day.
Okay, fair
because
enough.
Because I was afraid to venture. You know, I'm just going to be honest, I was really afraid to venture out.
So what did you do when you first ventured out? I mean, how did you let your guard down? What was your first meal that you were like, oh, my goodness.
Because I couldn't do KFC every day. I said to myself, Carl, you cannot eat KFC every day. And so I went, there was a couple of restaurants that I was scoping out. And I just went in there, because what you do too, a lot of it is not in English. So I would just point to what I wanted and hold up my fingers, like when I would go to McDonald's or something, I'd point to the fries and hold up my finger one, or point to a burger and hold up my finger two to let them know that I wanted two. It was hilarious. And you want to know something, too? For the first 2 weeks, I was the only black person walking around the street. I didn't see another
guy. You know, I guess I don't even think about that. Wow. So then you really must have been like, okay, you know, I'm like the, you know, the royal prince in town or something like that.
I know. It was really, but that was a profound experience, too, for me, because it made me really, because you can either wither when you're being stared at like that when you're in a foreign country,
mm-hmm.
or it gives you strength, or it boosts your confidence. So it made me real appreciate my difference. You know what I mean? It made me appreciate my difference and share that with the people of China. You know what I mean? Live in that.
Love it.
Live in that.
So what were the clubs like there? I mean, because was it like 10,000, 30,000 capacity, or, you know, you seat 100?
No,
you know,
it wasn't 30,000 capacity. No. It wasn't 30,000 capacity. Some of the clubs were big, maybe 500 people, but it wasn't 30,000 capacity. And I had backup dancers, and I did some, you know, singing and dancing, but it was cover tunes. It wasn't my own stuff. It wasn't
really?
My own music. It was cover tunes.
And so at the end of your experience, what was probably one of your favorite experiences and what was one of your least favorite, if you had to pick?
The favorite experience was when I would get on stage and be appreciated for what it was that I possessed as a singer. Because that's always rewarding and fulfilling to me when you get up there and the people love you. And for me, even more so, because I'm an American, you know, I'm an American and I'm singing. And you know, a lot of them couldn't speak English, but they just so connected with me. And that is what was just incredible.
Awesome.
The least pleasant experience, I don't know if we can talk about this on air.
But you know that in China, in some
of the public places, if you have to use the toilet, it's a hole in the ground.
Okay,
can we talk about this on the air?
We can. And this is funny. This is like the second show this week that we're talking about going to the bathroom, and I don't know how. What are the odds? Okay, everything's going to the toilet here. Okay,
no, that's what it was. It's a hole in the ground, and that was the least pleasant experience for me.
Okay,
I'll just leave it there.
Offline, I've never talked to anybody about their experiences overseas. I would love to know more about that.
Oh my God! Yeah,
other
offline.
Offline. Okay, so let's bring you back stateside. So you made it back to the States here. When did you sit down and decide, you know what? Hey, I'm going to write the summer's hottest song for 2014. When did that come up for you?
You know what? That came up for me about 5 months ago. I came back and I was hanging with a fellow performer, and we went to see a friend, and he had a CD release party, and he got up and he sang a couple of his songs, and I sat and I listened to him, and I said to myself, you know what, Carl, no more fooling around, this is it, I'm going to put a fire under your ass, and you're going to get out there and you're going to do it, because I always wanted to record, but I had a fear. And
why?
Yes. Well, you know, when you record, you're really putting yourself out there, and I just, you know, I'm going to be honest. There are moments in my life where, and I'm just being real, I lack the confidence. Sometimes I lack the confidence in myself.
They're few.
Those moments are few. They're getting fewer in my life. But it does happen from time to time, and that was a particular area as far as a performer and a singer that was holding myself back. And I had to talk, because I did talk to myself, and I had to talk to myself, and I said, Carl, you're going to do it this time. And I mean it. And the universe sent people in my life to help this come to fruition, because as soon as I said that, I met a producer who was incredible, James Cage III. And he had some music for me and let me listen to it. And I listened to the music and I just started writing. As I was listening to the beat, the lyrics started coming to me. So it's just, that's what I mean. Like I said it, I said I wanted to do it. And maybe within a couple of weeks after that, I met James Cage. And it just went on from there. But, you know, I'm saying that and I'm being real and true because I want people to realize, I want to be an inspiration, you know, to people, to let them know that whatever you want in life, if you set your mind to it, you can do it. You can do it, seriously.
I think, because I'm gonna kind of like roadmap this for you. I want to play your song, Get Up, and then I'm going to come back and I want to talk to you for a few more minutes, because I know you don't have all night, so I appreciate the time that you do have with us tonight. But I'm going to end the interview with your remix, which is like double length, and I'm telling you, I've been, since I started uploading the studio yesterday, and I'm not kidding you, I put this on and was like, holy cow, I think I kind of like this. And the next thing I know, I was like, well, we'll just go back and listen to it again and again and again. And I'm probably not kidding you, I listened to it at least 12, 13, 14 times, and I said, I think I've become addicted to Carl's song. It's totally fun. So here is Get Up. Here's the normal version, the one that you can get off, you know, from radio. Also, we'll always tell everybody, since this is really a talk show, except for Friday nights when we do the Friday Night Dance Party, when you hear Get Up by Carl Thornton here, you're going to call into your favorite radio stations across the country and say, hey, I'd like to hear Get Up by Carl Thornton. It's the summer's hottest hit. Why aren't you playing it yet? So without further ado, here is the regular radio version right now, and we'll be back in 3:16.
Everybody get up! Clap your hands! Clap, clap!
Carl Thornton. That is the summer's hottest hit of 2014. I've dubbed it so therefore it must be. And I love the song. So, I mean, this is exactly the type of music that if I could pick perfect guests and perfect music people to come on the show, it would be your song, your style of music every single week, because this is what gets me going. So it's
wow.
A miracle that my headset didn't fly off my head and crash on the ground, and I'm having to yell at you through a speakerphone for the rest of our time together. So where do you go from here? What are you going to be doing next musically?
Musically, the second single. I'm working on the second single.
Right on.
And I'm going to be on this video. Yeah, musically it's the second single. It's going to still be dance, because I love dance music. But it's going to be a different topic of discussion. Yeah.
Without telling us too much, is there anything more you can tell us about the song, or we're going to have to wait and find out? And I'm really cool either way, but if you want to give us an exclusive, that's cool.
I'll just say it's going to deal with love.
Okay.
It's going to deal with the heart, yeah.
Okay. So what motivates you as a singer or songwriter?
Life. Life and the journey that you take in life, that's what motivates, and living in truth, and being in the moment, seriously, just living, just absolutely living.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm so delighted, surprised, grateful to you that you have taken time out of your night to spend with us. For everybody listening, again, I don't know, it must be in the water this week, because everybody that we've had on the show has been from New York this week. So, Carl, you're out of that Big Apple, and there must be something in the water. What do you do for fun in New York in the summer? I've asked everybody who's been on the show this week what they're doing for the summer.
Oh,
and I've
my
had
God,
a,
man,
a
I
good
love
range
the beach.
Of answers.
I love the beach. Love the beach. Just the sound of the ocean.
Yeah.
The waves is amazing. I love the beach. I love parks, too. Like, I love Central Park. I like being in nature. I do. I also love museums, man. I love museums, too.
You're the
and
perfect
New York
place for all of that.
Just the preponderance of stuff to do here. You know what I mean? So it's absolutely an incredible city, so... I try to take advantage when the weather is nice to just get out and explore, too, because that's fun, to just walk around the city, because there's just so many different restaurants that have opened or boutiques or whatever. So I love doing that, too, because it's a treasure trove of stuff that you can see as you just take a nice walk. Mm-hmm. That's what
love
I like
it.
To do. But I'm traveling, too, soon, so I'm excited
okay.
about that.
Okay, so where are you going to be headed?
I'm going to Argentina.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to
what are you
going to
be doing down in Argentina? This is,
I'm
okay.
hanging out, man. I need a couple of days.
Nice.
Break.
How many? I mean, it's
I'm
like,
hanging out.
Yeah, I'm going to go hang out. Where are you going? Argentina. Okay, as one does. You know.
I'm going to take
yeah.
a tango class. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, that is. Carl, I don't even. You're just going to. The next thing I say, what are you going to do? I'm going to the moon. Okay. That's great.
I know. I told you I'm adventurous, dude.
You are.
I'm adventurous, man.
I'm telling you. Well, you're crossing all. I mean, you're getting your bucket list taken care of early, so I guess you're going to be,
right.
you know, selling 100 million copies of, you know, Get Up, the next thing. Then
it would be
you know,
nice,
then,
but that,
then off we go.
That
yeah.
would be great.
There we go.
Put that out there. Yeah.
Carl, I know that you've got things to do, so I'm going to say, number one, thank you again for being here on Rated G Radio. Do you have any social media outlets or websites or things like that that you would like to plug or mention before I let you go tonight?
On Twitter, they can follow me at Carl-P-Music, right? You can also find me on Facebook, Carl Thornton on Facebook. And, you know, I have a website, carllthornton.com.
So we want to go search out all those things.
Fine.
Cool. Nice. Awesome. Okay, so everybody, we heard the original version. Now we're going to hear the remix. It's double the pleasure here. So this is Get Up, the remix by Carl Thornton. Again, call your local radio stations, tell them you want to hear Get Up, and you want to get up and start dancing as soon as you hear this. Enjoy this song, and we're back for 90 minutes of the Friday Night Dance Party coming up next. That was the remix version of Get Up by Carl Thornton, and we've got 90 minutes of airtime to fill tonight, and I'm going to play your requested hits. So if there's a recent guest we've had here on Rated G Radio's Friday Night Dance Party or something that is current from the chart-topping dance floors of the world, send me a note on Facebook, send me a note on the Blog Talk chat room, or call in at 323-657-1493. Here is a recent guest, Mr. Bunny Sigler, with his version of Calypso Dance.
To the Calypso Dance. This girl from the island, this pretty thing was smiling at me all night. I looked at her and I said, come on and do the dance. She grabbed me by the hand, said, come on, spin around my man. I told the girl, you're looking so fine, feeling so sweet, honey, it should be.
Judged by someone else, that love begins with me. digging deep and must reveal a secret for my heart to heal. No lies, 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 or make believe. But my stones and sticks, I pitch them away and get in the way of myself again. And then I say, I am not afraid. I know how to be brave, 'cause in the best and worst of days, my colors never fade. Bitter words can't stain, wash out or strip away, 'cause in a million shades of gray, my colors never fade. Imperfections unravels me in all directions, and it's hard, 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 so hard to breathe. Can't pave my road with good intentions, frightened by my own invention. Oh, when will I believe? So brick by brick, I lay it there. Best and worst of days.
Care about you. What about love?
phoenix. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born. Upon a hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry. Time, I met a girl of a different kind. We ruled the world, I thought I'd never lose her out of sight. We were so young, I think of her now.
Let's go. to flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
Believe. shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up.
we've had 2 hours of the Friday Night Dance Party complete with Carl Thornton's song, Get Up. We played it twice, both the radio edit and the remix. Call your favorite radio station across the country and request they play Carl Thornton's Get Up. It is the hottest party song of 2014. Hope you liked it as much as I did. Everybody's been pinging me tonight and saying it's been great. Next week, Monday, comic Cameron Reddy. Tuesday, we're off. Wednesday, Ruben Angelo. Thursday, Trucker Patty for her premiere of her video. And so much more.
You're listening to the Friday Night Dance Party featuring
today's hottest hits.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.